Today is Friday, November 29th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Electronic Greetings Day. It's also your Welcome Giving Day, which is the day after Thanksgiving. It's Buy Nothing Day. It's also Black Friday, so which one of those do you want to celebrate? It's Maize Day, National Native American Heritage Day, and National Flossing Day. There's not really a good food one. Maize, I suppose. But other than that, there's not a composed dish or a dessert or a cake or pie or leftovers. I would think it would be Leftovers Day because everyone who celebrates Thanksgiving has a bunch of leftovers. And so you end up eating turkey sandwiches. And the thing to do, because I bake, like I said, I'm baking rolls. Interestingly, we have a text message about that, so we'll see what that says in just a second. In fact, let's just go to our text messages. But oh, what I was going to say is rolls. So every year that I make rolls, it was always a thing that ham, turkey, whatever, would make really good sandwiches on a roll the next day. So we'll see if that happens. I think I'm going to make 6 dozen. I bought disposable pans so I don't have to wash pans, bring pans home, do all that kind of stuff. And I bought 6. So I'm thinking that's just going to be, and if I can, how many ever I can fit in a pan, which is probably around a dozen, 6 of those. So 6 dozen would be 60, 72 rolls. And not everyone is going to eat 2. There are children. A lot of times women think that they can only eat 1 roll for some reason. I know they could eat more than 1 roll, but so that's probably 30 people. 2.5 rolls a piece, and there will be people who don't. I can't be expected to make so much that everyone has carry home, take home doggy bag. That would be ideal, but that's a lot. And I still don't know how many rolls one recipe makes of of this, because it's been so long since I've made this recipe. If back in the day when I used to do it all the time, I would know roughly how many it made, but I still don't. So I'm going to have to figure that out. I will be cooking the rolls as you guys. The other thing I haven't figured out is, am I going to start them, like make the dough and put them in the refrigerator Friday night or tonight as you're listening to this and let them slowly rise in the refrigerator and then bake them in the morning? But I feel like that's going to be stressing me out too much in the morning because we need to leave by, I would say, 10:30 or 11. And if I have 6 dozen rolls to bake, plus showering and all of that other stuff, I don't know. So probably they will be baked Friday night. And then they will just have to have day-old rolls because I don't think someone could heat them in the oven if they wanted them warm, I suppose. So let's look at the messages. Gary in Portland says, in my app where I listen to your podcast, it has a recap of the little show. That is different. My guess is it's a ChatGPT recap. So yeah, I'm trying different things. It's not your app, Gary. It's me. But what I tried is, because I'm now transcribing the show, because that is working, I've been giving ChatGPT the transcription and saying, hey, would you write me a 1-2 paragraph summary? Because I don't normally summarize my show. So if you get a summary from ChatGPT, it's better than what you're getting from me because I don't. I just have a standard boilerplate. You can call, blah, blah, blah. You can email. It's just a paragraph of how to get in touch with me in my show notes, and that's it. And I just put the day. And for anyone who's ever looking at the show notes. But I have the past 2 to 3 episodes, I have put in the transcript and said, hey, ChatGPT, would you summarize this and also give me an album art? The album art is not great, but the album art really doesn't go anywhere at all. I don't really even need to be putting it on there because I was looking in my podcast player and it doesn't use the episode art at all. So there's nowhere that episode art is going. It doesn't display on my webpage. There's nowhere. No one is seeing those. But I'm testing it out to see how good it is, because then my goal is the script that I wrote that is tagging the MP3 file, transcribing it, and uploading it to the server, because it's doing all of that now. So as soon as I save the MP3 version, the script tags, transcribes, and uploads. So I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do the tagging. I don't have to do the uploading. So what I want to do is I want to add the ability. I want it to send that transcript to ChatGPT and get back a summary. And then I want it to post the show to WordPress from the script. So I don't have to do that at all. The episode number, the date, all of that is in the file name. So I wouldn't have to, I would just save the file and boom, everything would be done. And I want to generate the album art and attach it and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. It's all possible. So I'm just testing it out manually to see. And then probably when I have time, I will add it. Mel, I'm a librarian who is a former culinary school student, who has her own cooking podcast, Cooking Through the Collection or Cooking the Collection. Sorry, Mel. And I don't have my phone here, so I can't look. But anyway, Mel, I'm a librarian, says butter and shortening behave differently in baking. Lard and shortening are the one-to-one swap. Thank you for letting me know before I totally ruin my rolls. I wonder, though, because, and you're not going to be able to tell me this, but I've never tried to swap butter for Crisco is what I always used. But anyway, I've never swapped butter for that in this recipe. But it's weird. You melt the sugar, Crisco, and water. And then you add in all the other stuff. So you cool it down. You bring it to a boil. You're really just trying to dissolve the sugar, really, and the shortening and everything. So everything dissolves and kind of forms this liquid. And then you mix in the flour. Then you mix in eggs and yeast and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. But now that you say that, I already bought the butter, but I could go and buy Crisco, that because I'm cooking on Friday, like I said, so the stores will be open. Interesting. All right, well, we have voicemail, so let's go ahead and let's just do some contact. I said today's show was going to be contact, but let's do that. And let's go ahead and play this.
Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie butler.
Hey, Scotty.
I was just listening to Mix Minus, or was it, maybe it was Level 13, one of them.
Yeah.
And you were talking about From.
From, yeah.
The new horror, scary TV show thing. I don't know what I think about it. Season 3 has just ended this week, and I don't know. I mean, luckily I binged watched season 1 and 2 because I only found out about it like 2 months ago. But, oh gosh, it just seems like it's kind of like Lost. Like it's just dragging on and on and on. Virtually nothing happens every episode. And then, spoiler alert, right at the end of season 3, there's a couple of kind of little clues, little answers, but oh boy, I feel like this show can just go for years and it will just be frustrating. Anyway, what do you think?
Yeah, what do I think?
Woodhaven.
Thank you for your call, Scotty. So I think I enjoy the show, but I can, but you, Mark, my partner, Mark, has the same complaints. He says, oh, look, another mystery with no solution. Because he says, it seems like they just keep giving mysteries with no payoff, no whatever. And he thinks it's dragging also. So he has this, I'm enjoying it. I like the mystery. I like kind of just living in the mystery. And every new little crazy thing that happens, I'm like all in. So I really like it, but Mark is still watching it, but he is annoyed. The same annoyance as you have, Scotty. So at some point, Mark just may tell me it's my show. Thanks for the call. All right, we have one more, Tony.
Hey, it's Tony in Illinois. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. And, of course, Daniel, too. But I didn't call in early enough to be... I don't know, whatever, because you guys aren't having a thing this weekend, so you'll have to hear my happy Thanksgiving on your podcast. So
okay.
That's all I wanted to say. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
How do you hang this thing up? I'm looking. That took a minute, Tony. Couldn't find the hang up button. Well, thanks for the call, Tony. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. If I had played this in yesterday's show, we would have gotten a happy Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. So I apologize for that. But I didn't know what anyone was saying in the contact, and I had enough that I thought I would reserve it to take up most of an episode. So you got the Friday after Thanksgiving. But I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I'm sure Daniel is hearing this as he's running. And I'm sure he also appreciates it. Yeah, we're not recording next week either. And he texted me and told me, and I haven't responded because I'm a horrible person. I need to respond. I don't know why I didn't, really, to be honest. But I didn't respond, and then I feel like, well, I haven't responded now. Should I respond now, or should I just forget about it because it's been a day? And I'm gonna respond. Daniel, if you're listening to this, good. Not good, but I got the message. We will not be doing a show on Friday the 5th, I think, is what it is. All right, well, we're going to a Thanksgiving party. I baked my pigs in a blanket. They look and taste great. The dip is good that ChatGPT gave me the recipe for, so I'll let you guys know how it goes. And I'll let you guys know how the weekend goes as well on Monday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone. Enjoy your Black Friday shopping.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.